Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 49 for Friday, March 27th, 2014. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Weekly Dose of Fat. Yay! It's time to play the music. It's time to light the lights. It's time to meet the Sven and Gomez on the Weekly Dose of Fat.
Tonight.
Bum, 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 bum. Wasn't in the rhythm scheme.
Felices caminos, amigos.
And we're joined by J.K. Liven in the studio for today's radio repartee.
It's time to get things started on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, fatbagational. This is the Weekly Dose of Fat!
You ever heard of 26 Plus? Well, go find yourself an instigator and go huck it off a big old chunk of asphalt. Or maybe monster truck your local Twisties. Visit surlybox.com and tell them your Uncle Gomez sent you.
There's a link to surlybikes.com in the show notes. Cough button.
Told you that makes me cough.
So what's happening on the show this week, JK?
This week, our special guest is world champion of the universe and beyond, Tim Burnson. Never fear, we still have beards and we still drink beer. Weekly Dose of Fat involves the beach ride. We have links from every corner of the globe, and we take calls from the front lines of fat bike fun right here in the studio on the switchboard. That number, 818-918-2453.
That number again, 818-918-2453. That spells bike, you know.
Bike.
2453.
My name's Mike.
So any bike shop that ever has 906 bike, it's always 2453.
2453.
So you don't have to remember that.
Well, we were talking numbers and letters. We have slipped into the beer and beard segment.
Slide. What is this week's fatbike.com throat? cough cure and beer.
This is a Resignation Brewery and Red Hook Brewery co-mingling.
Collaboration. Cohabitation.
That's the word I'm looking for. It's a KCCO Black Lager. It's got an ostrich on there.
First, I thought that was a radio station until I looked it up and found out what KCCO is. I'm like totally out of the pop culture bit, huh?
I was, totally.
No, it's a cool site. They pop up different stories. It's very picture-driven, little captions.
Little play on the old Onion idea?
Yeah, yeah, along those lines. But yeah, kind of a...
So KCCO
amalgamator of...
Keep calm and
stuff.
Jive on.
Yeah, just something to waste time.
Oh, like doing it. That one had some velocity.
Yeah. So it gets a Beer Advocate score of 77, which is okay.
All right.
Has 5.1 alcohousy, 5.1%. And it has 22 international bitter girlfriend units.
Well, yeah, it's definitely not got that tongue-tardy hoppiness to it. It's very smooth.
Mm-hmm. But what it does have is a real toasty flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's.
And I'm almost going to say peaty.
PT?
It almost has that apricot mouthfeel.
Oh, we haven't had apricots for weeks. It's got little overtones of chocolate and, caramel, those kind of flavors in there.
Yeah.
I give it a good, it's a suckability rating of 92. I can suck these down.
I would say it's better than just okay for me.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm a Black Lager fan.
Me too. Yeah, porters, stouts, black lagers. I like beer, though, in general.
So, on the beard front, I got sheared.
Yeah? Did you run into an errant sheep farmer?
I rode on, it snowed on Monday, and I had a snow ride, and it was warm. It was just like wet mop on my face, after the ride, I was just like, I gotta cut this off.
Well, I've been shearing the sides of the old the face, getting ready. Just can't part with this this guy yet. Here, you know, it's like, I don't know.
I've been just thinking about I've been formulating my plan, going, okay, if I go from this side and this side and then leave, I don't know what I'm doing. I'll end up just like shaving myself and look like a beluga whale. Creepy.
But I still put beard oil on my short shorn beard.
Yeah, that's why he smells so good.
And that's yeah, there you go.
All right. Well, this week's Beards and Beer segment is sponsored by Uncle Dick's Bead Slip. We'll be giving tins of Uncle Dick's to callers later in the show. Check them out at UncleDicksBikeShop.com.
Uncle Dick.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Based in Harrisonburg, Virginia, Wanderlust creates lightweight, durable, and high-quality custom frame bags and bikepacking gear. Whether you're looking to get the weight off your back for epic day rides or gearing up for the Great Divide, Wanderlust can help outfit your bike. Visit wanderlust-gear.com for more information and online ordering.
Hey, this is Travis Brown. Do you hear that? That's your bike calling you. So turn off these cholos and go ride your bike.
Please welcome the Talkeetna Trio World Champion, our friend, Mr. Tim Burnson.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Ben Gomez.
Welcome to the show.
Wow, glad to be here.
You're actually the world champion of the entire universe, if I'm reading my teleprompter correctly.
I'm sure it's not wrong either. So, yeah, no, apparently I am the world champion of the universe. I did the Talkeetna Trio last weekend, and apparently what I win for being the world champion is a cowbell and the opportunity to work at the halfway aid station next year.
Right on.
Very good.
So, Tim, now that the snow race season is behind us, tell us how you think the season went for you and the Fatback team in 2015.
Well, I will have to say, there is still one more race left, the White Mountains up in Fairbanks. Right.
Oh, right.
Actually, it's this Sunday. So myself and, there's a couple of the Fatback guys I don't think are doing it this year, but there is one more race. As far as how the season went, it went pretty awesome. You know, Jeff obviously just finished up his race to Nome. Again, an amazing time under some pretty crazy weather conditions.
Yeah.
Heather, again, set another record in the ITI and continues kind of her dominance. You know, Kevin second in the ITI this year and had a really strong showing down to Arrowhead. And then obviously John setting a record in the ITI this year, pretty amazing as well. I had a good time. I felt like I had a couple pretty good races at the Arrowhead and Sitna and Talkeetna, and then hopefully they'll have another one in the White Mountains up in Fairbanks this weekend.
Well, right on. Yeah, that White Mountains race, that I forgot about that. That you're some of your best conditions take place in March, right?
Yeah, no, it can be pretty amazing. We get some warmer temperatures, more sunlight, so you get the warmer days, and then it cools off at night and sets up the trails pretty nice.
Yeah, you finally do have some snow up that way, it looks like.
Yeah, there's nothing in Anchorage here right now, pretty much. All the winter riding is long gone, but further north, you definitely can find some in Fairbanks. Should be a lot of fun, and the trail should be great.
So, Tim, what's your favorite all-time fat bike race, and what makes that race make the top of your list?
I'd have to go with the Iditarod Trail Invitational. It's probably not everybody's fat bike type of race, just because it's so unique. And, you know, there's only so many people that are actually in it every year. But as far as terrain, you just have so many different things to train for. Weather, snow conditions, and there's more to it than, I guess, just jumping on your bike and being physically ready to do it. That being said, the White Mountains this weekend is pretty awesome, too. So,
And that one's a 100-miler, right?
The White Mountains is a 100-miler.
Yeah. Okay. So prep is still important, but not the killer that some of the longer races are.
The White's, you know, the 100 miles, it's probably close to 7,000 feet of climbing. So it's a pretty good push, but like you said, you generally tend to get a little bit better trail conditions, not all the time. And it's a beautiful spot to actually ride. You're, obviously, it's the White Mountains, so you're in the mountains a little bit and beautiful vistas. I highly recommend it to anybody that is looking for an ultra to do sometime.
Very cool. So outside of racing, do you have any bike trips planned for this summer?
No specific plans outside of Alaska, but I hope to do some rides. If anybody's ever been up to the Denali Park, there's the park road, and early season kind of before the tourists get here, so anytime basically before Memorial Day is a good time to go up there and actually ride that road. There's no real buses. There's a few buses on it probably the week or two before Memorial Day, but other than that, it's pretty wide open, and you know, there's bears and moose and caribou and sheep and lynx, and you know, you name it, there's a lot of wildlife up there, and it's kind of nice to do that when there's not traffic on the road. So I'll probably do that, and then other than that, it'll be mostly, you know, riding and racing around in and around Anchorage.
Cool. Well, that bell means that we've entered the lightning round of the interview. Are you ready, Tim?
I am.
Answer the following five questions in rapid succession, starting with beard or balaclava.
Balaclava.
What's your best bike mechanic in the shop that they work out of?
I have to name three of them. Right. They don't all work there anymore. Speedway Cycles, Tim Reinbold, who used to work there, was awesome. Jason Hill, who just left probably within the last 3 weeks, was awesome. And then currently Ian Venable, who's moved up, I think it was last summer, and he's pretty awesome as well.
Right on. Favorite fat bike tire?
4-inch Dillinger.
Tubes or tubeless?
Tubeless.
And our last question of the lightning round, who wins a fight between Sam Squanch and Paul Bunyan?
I grew up in Minnesota, and definitely Paul Bunyan would kick his ass.
Well, we really appreciate you being on the show, Tim.
Yeah, thanks for being such a good guest, man.
Thanks, I appreciate it. It was good to finally get here.
Fantastic.
Don't let us hope to see you back up here next year.
Yeah, man, I think we're coming up for ITI.
Oh, are you? Cool.
Checkpoint, checkpoint, Charlie.
Are you guys, how long are you going to be up for, the week before or the week after?
Haven't made any kind of plans yet. I'm working with Kathy Merchant to volunteer at one of the checkpoints. So you might You might actually get, no, I don't. But let's talk about which one you think we should go to.
Yeah, where's the party at?
Well, any of the early ones, you're going to have everybody show up quickly. So you know, you're going to be in and out of there quick, and then you can take off if that's what you want. I would go to Squintna. Mm-hmm. I love Squintna. Actually, they got good food, and you can sit and watch TV, and it's kind of weird, but it's fun. As far as, like, being out there, I would probably pick, like, either Puntilla. Again, it's a beautiful spot. It's right at the start of Rainy Pass. You're going to get people through there, you know, for a few days. Mm-hmm. So between runners and bikers and whatnot. And otherwise, you know, Roan would be unique. Winter Lake Lodge would be good. I probably wouldn't do Nikolai. I probably wouldn't do Yetna. But any of the other ones, I guess it depends on how much time you want to spend, and do you want to see, like, if you go to Squintna, if you want to see people come through in pretty rapid succession, then that would be the place to go. If you want to get out a little bit further off the beaten path and in maybe some prettier country, because Squintna, you're still kind of in the flatlands of the river and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But Winter Lake Lodge or Puntilla are pretty cool. And Roan, the hard part would be is actually having a place to stay, just because all there is a wall tent and there's a shelter cabin, but I know that Iditarod Sled Dog Race has to kind of control that, so whether or not we can actually use it is kind of a little bit dependent, I guess.
Well, cool. Well, we'll figure it out. And
yeah.
And we'll give you a foot rub or something when you're out there.
Super unique race. I'll be out there too next year, so my plan is to sign up here in the next couple weeks.
Very good. Thanks again for being on the show.
Thanks a lot, Tim.
All right. Thanks, guys.
We'll see you.
Take care. All right. Bye.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
When it comes to fat bikes, Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois has you covered. They stock fatties from Surly, Salsa, 907, Borealis, and Trek, as well as everything from 45 North. The staff is friendly, the mechanics are top-notch, and they stock the largest selection of fat bikes in the Chicago-Milwaukee area. There's a mountain bike park and some great beach riding in Zion, so come, make a day of it. Call 847-746-2200 or visit zioncyclery.com.
This is Heather Beth, and you're listening to Weekly Dose of Fat.
Welcome back to the radio program, cats and kitties. Before I turn it over to Sven, I just want to send out some healing vibes to our amigo Dave Floyd over in the UK. Last Thursday, Dave had a heart attack while he was out riding his orange Genesis Caribou. After a couple of jolts from the defibrillator and some time in the cath lab, Dave is on the road to recovery. We want to send you out well wishes and get well soon, wishes. Dave.
Get well, Dave.
Get well. And now, here's Sven with the weekly dose of Puffat.
Yeah, well, I mean, we did do some fat biking last week.
Yes, it's time for the beach.
Yes, the beach is presenting itself in all its sandy glory. We are checking out what has happened since the ice went away. The ice was ahead of last year was like a record year for ice cover on the Great Lakes in a long time, and up until March 1st, we were actually ahead of that to have even more ice coverage this year. But by the time March 6th rolled around, we were already several percent behind due to the warm weather. And when we hit the shoreline this weekend, it was all gone. But
there was just like little remnants, tufts here,
little tussocks of ice,
a little baby rock of ice.
But the lake level is still pretty high, so our goal was to check out the beach north of Port Washington up as far as Sheboygan by making little hops in between to see what we come up with. And north out of Harrington, pretty good for a good chunk. And then this next weekend, we're going to go back south from Sheboygan and check out what we can find on the return trip.
And then Lynx.
And we have Lynx.
Lynx. A whole bunch of Lynx.
Got Lynx all over the place here.
Lynx like a...
The JP one, he's laying out his gear prep for the ITI. That's over there on Salsa Cycles website.
Nice.
Length. There's a link in the show notes for that one. Our buddy.
Put a couple of those in there.
South America is very picturey, like a lot of them.
Yep. Our usual suspects, Coast Kid, Jill, Death Rider, all had post last week, some fat bike stuff going on between Scotland, Alaska, and Minnesota. That's covering your world right there, just about.
I rode my 29 plus on gravel on Saturday instead of going to the beach.
You're going this next weekend, though?
I am going.
Going this next weekend.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Welcome to the radio program. Who do we have on the line?
This is Evan, also known as Gazoo.
Dude, I know this guy.
What's up, Gomez?
There he is.
Hi. So, welcome to the radio gentlemen? Program.
Hey, Oh, wait. Well, I mean, heck yeah.
Was that, did you say Beloit? Fuck yeah, Beloit. That's my new saying now. Fuck yeah, Beloit, man. Hey, you missed Tim Berntsen, but, you know, we're not world champions, but you could ask us a question.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was drinking. I couldn't make it at 8 o'clock. I'm usually not on time for these types of things.
Nobody's ever on time. Does time even really exist? I don't think so.
No, absolutely not. I can wholeheartedly tell you that time is created by our government to keep us in line.
Exactly.
Time is a flat circle.
Bunch of Reds invented it. I don't know. Questions?
Like, hey, is my fat bike fat enough? Or, hey, what kind of girlfriend should I get for my new
fat
bike?
Is it hard to write one of those?
Lay it on us, man.
What is your particular beverage of choice when going out on an excursion? Well, alcoholic beverage of choice.
Cans of beer.
Cans
of beer.
Pretty often just your basic Miller High Life or Pabst Blue Ribbon.
I lean towards having a flask of some sort of whiskey.
Oh, true that.
Because sometimes, beer costs weight. That's pack space and back problems. Whereas a flask
for bikepacking, I would say, yep, tequila in a flask would be a good thing.
I'm the damn Irishman, so I need my whiskey.
I don't want to be Mexican, I guess. But
I'm a damn Merkin drinking my beer.
Aren't we all Americans?
There are some good. It's like Modelo Especial would be a good pack beer. I like Jenny Cream Ale for pack beer. I like Coors Banquet for everyday kind of but and then a special treat would be cans of
some Sierra Nevada
Torpedo.
Yeah.
Torpedo.
Tall boy.
Oh, there you go with
or
the weight.
My favorite, whatever Zito brings.
And I had a carry on Saturday.
Yeah, well, that's always the thing.
He brought a backpack on Sunday.
Ooh, if you bring beer, then other people got to carry it. That's the word.
Yeah, it's always exciting when you see one of your buddies show up with a backpack. There's goodies in there. Not water.
So what's you're a new member of the Bike Black Ribbon Society? Am I correct?
I am. I'm honored as well. I feel like I've got meaning now.
Well, you're supposed to be doing crimes and shit and paying the money up to the... that's the way the syndicate
works,
then
I've
right?
been a member for quite some time, I'm afraid.
Just kidding, federal government, about the crimes and stuff.
Nobody told me this.
It's in the bylaws.
It's in the bylaws. We got to do crimes and pay Gomez... and stuff. Yeah.
No, it's great. I enjoy it. I enjoy the logo. I enjoy the people.
Yeah, it's the seedy underbelly of cycling culture.
I think it's the correct underbelly of cycling culture, because I've gone to a couple mountain bike races in my past years, and I would definitely like to say that the fat bike races is where I want to spend my time, because it's just way more fun. I don't know.
It's not like that everywhere.
No egos.
Wisconsin's kind of got the whole festival atmosphere nailed. You can go to some other races and it'll be a little more serious.
Yeah, well, even when Puck and Chad went up to Marquette, they had to show those guys how to do it up there.
Yeah, well, the two ambassadors, we could not ask for two better ambassadors from West Allica. But, yeah, thanks for calling, Evan. You got anything else for us?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm taking a little bit of a hiatus. I'm going out to the Grand Canyon, taking the wife and the dogs and the Surly, of course.
Very good. Well, there's some actual riding there on the North Rim.
I think they have the North Rim closed until May, so I'm missing out on it. But I'm going to do a recon sweep for my personal visit when I go back.
Well, killer, man. My best to you, man. The wife, the dogs, the gnomes, and all of our cousins down there in Fiblandia. You guys keep rocking hard and... give us a ring back when you get back. Give us a little report.
Hell yeah. I'll give you guys a call next Wednesday. I should still be out there, so I'll give you a live feed.
Killer,
cool.
Man.
Sounds good.
All right, Evan. Peace out.
All right. See you. All right, gentlemen. Have a good evening. Bye.
Welcome to the radio program. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, this is Jerry from Hayward.
Hi, Jerry. How's it going?
Just fine. I'm hanging out in West Dallas with Dave, the spokesperson from Slick Circle.
Jerry, do you have us on? Do you have us on speakerphone?
Yes, I'm on speakerphone.
Oh, no doubt. Let me see if I can change that. Okay, I'm off speaker. How's that?
Ah, that's a lot better.
A lot better.
You know, just silencing Dave in the background is great.
that usually helps most situations.
How are you doing? What are you guys up to right now?
Oh, we're just hanging out. We're at Benno's.
Ah, having a little dinner.
I'm down in Milwaukee for a conference.
Right on. How's the riding up Hayward Way these days?
Last I knew, it was pretty good.
Still,
the trails are technically closed.
Okay.
The gravel roads are in great shape. The single track on Saturday morning last week was awesome. We rode a whole bunch of Makwa, although the Kamba had closed it, the county forester had not. So since it was all heavily frozen, we rode it anyway, and it was great. No impact whatsoever.
Right on.
The next couple of weeks are going to be pretty questionable. I don't know when they're going to reopen the trails, but they're closed for the time being.
All right. So the snowpack is gone, and you're just waiting for the spring thaw and a little drying out?
Yes. Although my wife texted me this morning and said that we had a half inch of snow this morning, so that's going to slow down the recovery a little bit.
I just read a book that a guy up there wrote called The Treasure of Namakagan. Have you read that one yet?
No.
It's actually pretty good. It's about Chief Namakagan and the lake and just that area back in the 1880s lumber camp days. When you wish you would have had a fat bike.
yes. My wife bought that book, The Treasure. Yes. I haven't yet read it, but it sounds interesting.
Give it a go. It's a pretty quick read. And, you know, just having been up in that area, it's interesting to kind of lay some landmarks down when you're reading a book that you've seen from your bike seat.
Indeed. Yeah, where is that lost silver mine?
Yeah, find that thing. We can all afford titanium bikes.
Yeah, I'll be looking for that.
So, what are you riding, Jerry? What kind of fat bike are you on these days?
I'm riding a Linsky.
A Linsky fat ski?
It was built for a Linsky from Tennessee.
Well, they used to have a fat bike called a Stratus, like a Stratus Cloud, but then they changed the name.
Stratus?
Yeah, and then they changed it to the Linsky Fat Ski.
Okay.
And yours is pretty old, right? It's several years old.
Oh, mine's like 5 years old.
Okay.
It was built before Linsky was actually marketing their own fat bikes. It was when Linsky was building the titanium bikes for Salsa and for Fatback.
Right.
So mine was the Fatback designed, and it was built for one of the guys at the factory at Linsky's.
Oh.
And then he got all pissed off at Dave Linsky and quit his job and put his bike on eBay, and I bought it.
Very good. So you're running that 29 Plus now, eh?
Yes. I got my 29 Plus wheels on it today. North Paws.
Very good. Well, I hope you and Dave are having a good time over there at Benno's. Tony?
Yeah, you know, so far so good.
Are you leaving town tomorrow?
Yes.
Ah, sorry you didn't get a ride in. Conditions around here are pretty sloppy as well.
Yeah, you gotta pretty much stick to roads these days.
That's the way it'll be for the next 5 weeks, ladies and gentlemen.
Except for the beach.
Yeah, perhaps.
Except for the beach. Come and join us on a beach ride down here when you got time.
I was hoping to this week, but, you know, it didn't work out.
All right. Well, we'll still be here.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Jerry.
You bet. The next event is the Decorah Time Trials, April 25.
Right on. That's always a good one. We'll probably see you there. Take care.
Very good. Take care, Greg. Bye-bye.
Bye, Joey.
Thanks again to Surly for sponsoring the radio portion of today's broadcast. Surly loves bike shops. If your local bike shop doesn't carry Surly, bring him a six-pack of beer and have a sit-down talk with them about it. And may the Schwartz be with you. Always.
Saludos, amigos.
52 cards in a row.
Baby.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.